Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest John Renner with the Granville Angels Foundation. We'll be talking about Angelman Syndrome. First off, if folks don't remember the story from the last time you were in Angelman Syndrome, maybe kind of talk a little bit about this and how it's impacted your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So Angelman Syndrome is, you know, if you think about basic biology class, you have a mom and a dad with chromosomes, and Angelman Syndrome is you're missing the UBE3A gene on the mother's 15th chromosome. And so that gene is primarily responsible for walking, talking, sleeping, coordination, all sorts of things, eating. And so our daughter, Sophia, was diagnosed with Angelman Syndrome when she was around 11 months old. And we ended up forming what is now called the Granville Angels Foundation, because when she was 6 months old, we met another family, the Reese family, who's in Granville, and their son, Johnny, he's got Angelman Syndrome as well. His Angelman Syndrome is a mutation, and so the gene is mutated in his body, versus Sophie is completely missing the gene, so mm-hmm. We call that a deletion. And so basically, you know, there's no approved therapies right now from the FDA. All your therapies are occupational, speech, behavioral, et cetera, on that regard. So what we do, and the Granville Angels Foundation does, is we just raise awareness. We try to build community and raise critical research funds for moving those therapies along in terms of the FDA.
And it's a rare disease, is it not?
Yeah, so if you look at, you know, I would say to break it down for Ohio, it's like 3 or 5 kids are born with this every year out of all the births in Ohio. So it's like 1 in 20,000 births nationwide.
And then to have 2 kids in Granville is really rare. I mean, were you shocked when somebody said to you, hey, or when you said, there may be some connection, not a connection that for you guys, but that you're like, wait a minute, they look like they're going through the same thing we're going through. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it was incredibly fortuitous. I mean, God was looking down on us when he introduced us to them. And our boys are the same age. They play on the same soccer team. And just to have them and the dad, Matt, he was in the Marines. I was in the Marines. And you know, Emily's in healthcare, my wife's in healthcare. So it's like,
stunning.
We're just basically the same family, just going through it, right? At different ages, right? Johnny's a little bit older than Sophia, but same, you know, trials and tribulations that you go through on a daily basis.
Not that it would ever, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking though, with 2 in Granville, and you say 2 or 3 births a year, I mean, is there a network starting to form? I mean, are there people within the state and nationally starting to come together to help out too?
Oh yeah, actually, Angelman Syndrome is quite the community. Like, all things considered, it's a terrible disease, right, to have, but the community itself and the progress of where we are compared to other diseases is like, we are on the, you know, far right side here of the progress ladder, because it's just such a good community and good network. And social media, for all its evils in the world, downfalls, is actually really well put together for the rare disease community, because you can just connect with people nationwide. So yeah, they have some really good groups on Facebook and Instagram and other things.
Well, knowing your wife, Julie, because both of us sit on the board of DD, she's always talking about, boy, you really got to advocate for yourself, though. If you don't get out and learn and educate yourself, it's not like people are coming up to you and going, how can we help you with Angelman Syndrome? So have you found that, you know, you're doing a lot of the homework, you're doing a lot of the studying to find out about this and what can be done?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you are your best advocate for your daughter, your son. And, you know, they don't have a voice. They can't talk. You know, Sophie has an iPad, and she'll tell you what she wants, you know. But you have to be that voice for her out mm-hmm. in the public.
How old is she?
She's 3 now. Okay. Yeah, 3 and a half, actually.
Yeah, and as long as she continues on this path, things are good. I mean, obviously, you would rather not have this, but I mean, maybe take us through. Have you seen good growth from her as far as, okay, we've been able to deal with this, now we can do this, now we can do that?
Yeah, so she is progressing well. We've had her in, you know, speech and feeding therapy, mm-hmm. right? We did intensive feeding therapy as last summer. She was at Nationwide for 7 weeks, I think. And every day she'd go down there and she'd, you know, they'd put you behind a one-way glass and you watch the therapist work with her on feeding and doing sensory things with her mouth. But, you know, we see the light at the end of the tunnel from a progression standpoint. But at the end of the day, too, we really want the FDA therapies because that just gives you an extra – it's like, all right, she's Barry Bonds in the 90s, right? She needs to be Barry Bonds in, like, you know, his later stages of career, right? She yep. needs that extra juice
yep.
to get where she needs to be. And so that's what the therapy does.
So what are you thinking? I mean, is it just keep pounding away at the FDA? Are you hearing good things that they're going to finally do some of this? Or is it just we're going to do what we need to do?
Yeah, the FDA is progressing. There's three or four companies that are working on what's called an ASO. And what it does is it produces a gene for, you know, around 3 months in the body. And it fades away after that. But there were two of them are in phase three trials. So we should have the results by the end of middle of next year, mm-hmm. I think. And so we'll know if a drug's approved at that point. So that'll be, you know. That'd be great,
right?
If that can happen.
That's got to be so heartening to know, A, that you've got that community, but B, the FDA is closer to approving these kinds of things. So, I mean, do you feel like it's snowballing? Do you feel like more progress breeds more progress?
Yeah, absolutely. I think from my standpoint, looking at the progress of neurogenetic diseases, I think we're on the cusp of solving a lot of these issues. And you know, they're able to insert genetic drugs into the brain for a lot of these other diseases like Parkinson's and Huntington's and Alzheimer's. And that helps with funding on the rare disease side too, because companies will say, okay, well, the mechanism of delivery is now solved. You know, we can put more funds into these rare diseases that maybe weren't, because they don't make a bunch of money off Angelman syndrome kids. You know, there's only so many people you can try to treat. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that's the reality of our life. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more Parkinson's people than there are Angelman syndrome kids. Mm-hmm. But it does snowball and it does trickle down from the standpoint of pharmaceutical dollars.
And your two boys are healthy?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, two boys are great.
So how do they do with their sister? I've got to imagine they're pretty protective.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're very protective.
Look, Joel, he's about to say now, sometimes they're not so protective.
Yeah, our middle child, he's very jealous. Like, you know, he's jealous of Sophie.
Yep.
But he's starting, you know, mm-hmm. he loves her. And, you know, she eggs him on too, though. So she'll pull their hair. And
kids
like,
are kids.
You know,
doesn't matter. Little
she'll shut the TV.
She's
able to shut the TV off. And like they're playing a video game or something. She'll just go over and shut the TV. She doesn't want to see it, right? She doesn't watch it. So she'll just be like, and then they'll get mad at her for that. But yeah, they're just kids.
But they're healthy. I mean, this just is Sophie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. To go back to Angelman syndrome, you mentioned your daughter and the Reese family. Do you know of any other ones in Central Ohio? Have you met other families in Central Ohio, not just here in Licking County?
Yeah. There's another family in Licking County that is, they have a son named Skyler. He's older. I think he's 20 or 21 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually make what's called Safe Place Bedding, is what the family, Jonathan and Amara, they make safety beds, right? These kids are, you know, I zip my daughter up every night in her safety bed, right? So because if she gets out, she'll just wander around the house. Mm-hmm. Like there's no control in that. Like I remember last time I was on the show, I told you she's like a Tasmanian devil when she goes around the house. Like she'll just rip things down from the countertop, and you know, books are flying everywhere. And so, you know, they actually make the Safe Place Bedding. Their company does. So they're in Newark, the Smith family. And then we know about probably six or seven other families, you know, and they're so happy, these kids.
I remember
they're
your wife telling me they're always happy. Yeah,
they're just so full of joy, and they're so social.
When's the last time you met a Tasmanian devil that wasn't happy?
Exactly.
It's all kind of fun.
How does she do with the bed, though? I mean, now I'm trying to think, you know, because of this syndrome, I mean, is she all right with that? I mean, okay, I know I'm going to – is that her time to know that, all right, I'm going to relax for a little bit? I mean, that just – that boggles the mind that you're able to do this and she doesn't mess with anything.
Yeah, it's – so normal kids – my five-year-old, you put him down, he'll be asleep in like 10 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you put him in bed, she takes probably an hour.
Yeah.
You know, so just the timeline for her brain to calm down.
Yep.
is so much longer than a normal neurotypical kid. And so that's one of the issues, right? Sleep is a big issue for her. So we try to have, you know, the best thing you can do is have a routine. And actually the safety bed's pretty nice because she just goes in there. It's like a little cave, right, for her.
Yeah.
So.
And insurance cover a lot of this, or is this a lot of out-of-pocket expense for you guys?
That's a good question. For us, no. Insurance doesn't cover a lot. You know, like her food chair and the safety bed and things like that. We have to pay for that.
Right.
A lot of times.
Because when you said you were over at the hospital, what'd you say, 6-7 weeks that you were over there? I'm like, my gosh, what could that? I hope they have insurance, because that would be just devastating. I mean, is that something where you guys are always having to fight with that too and going, hey, you don't know? He's shaking his head like a lot of us. I mean, but that's got to be really frustrating.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, insurance is, it's insurance, right?
Right.
We have to pay for a lot of it mm-hmm. before they cover it.
Right.
So that's a whole different show that we can discuss.
Well, again, knowing your wife, she's always talking about the Medicare, Medicaid, all these different, or Medicaid, talking about different things that you folks have to do. And God bless you. I mean, the board of DD, as I know, has been a big help for you as well, right? You guys are able to use the services through the board to help Sophia, correct?
Yeah, they've been great.
Yeah.
I mean, early intervention has been great, and then the transition to her now, what she's in now, has been great too. Mm-hmm. So, nothing but good things to say about the board.
Yeah. Last time he came in, he says, hey, we have sweaters. So I bought a hoodie and got one. And then he comes in with this on. And I'm like, dang it, now you're going to get me with one of these shirts, too.
He's a sucker for nice clothes.
I'm blue.
Yeah.
I mean.
Blue is your color.
Look, I keep this on all the time. I have it on since you gave it to me. But yeah, what does it have on the back? It says got wings across the front.
Yeah, it's got an Angelman, the Grand yeah. Angels logo on the back.
Oh, by the way, if folks want to make donations and they can't get to the cornhole tournament, what's the website that they need to go to?
Yeah, so GranvilleAngels.org.
Okay.
You buy merchandise, you could donate through PayPal.
Is this your only fundraiser, or do you have another one throughout the year?
We have a couple smaller right. ones. Yeah. We've had, so I go into Pittsburgh early in the year. A buddy of mine, he holds a fundraiser there. The Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast mm-hmm. this year actually yep. donated to their proceeds.
Yeah, Granville Kiwanis.
Yep. Well, we don't want to, you know, every month ask people
sure,
for money,
sure.
right? We don't want to abuse that.
Yeah, but John, if you don't ask, no one will know.
I know.
I mean, that's just the reality.
So we like to hold just one mm-hmm. big one.
Yeah. Are these kids susceptible to different things like that? I mean, I'm sure you have to worry about, you know, okay, hey, when we had COVID and all that, are they susceptible to this?
Yeah, they tend to be weaker from a muscular standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder for them to clear colds.
Yeah.
So
tough.
That's one of the big issues.
Well, John, I appreciate it. Again, with your wife working on the board of DD with me, I've learned so much about this and the wonderful things that you folks and other people are doing in the communities. But I appreciate you coming in today. And again, if folks want more information, just go to the website, Granville Angels. Check it out. Make a donation. Learn more about it and help these families in our community. You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, John Renner with the Granville Angels Foundation. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.